It is lovely to introduce to you Natalie Ellis, the Learning and Participation Director at Saffron Hall. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure to have you here. It's been my aim, actually, to get you guys here to talk about the most amazing venue, I think, very near here in Cambridge, in Saffron Walden.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about the beginnings of Saffron Hall.
Yeah. So, it's a good story to tell. I don't think there's anything else that's ever happened quite like it. So back in November of 2013, Saffron Hall opened. It is a concert hall, about 740-seater concert hall, built on the site of Saffron Walden County High School.
Lucky pupils, I have to say.
Very lucky pupils. Yes. State school, we believe the biggest gift to a state school that there has ever been. So, yeah, amazing for the school, amazing for the people around. And it was really built as a venue for brilliant performers to come and share their music or dance or opera, but also as a space for community groups to use and for young people to experience the arts in. So, yeah, that's why it was built.
And as you say, it was a donation, anonymous donation.
That's
that started
right.
The whole thing off.
Indeed.
It's something that the school, the Saffron Walden High School, is very, very appreciative of, because they use it quite a bit, don't they, themselves? It's part of their curriculum,
oh, yeah.
I think, isn't it?
It is. So the school have the hall as their school hall from Monday to Friday. It's extraordinary. So if you go in there on any day of the week, you will see school concerts, assemblies, exams. At the moment, it's set up with a whole sea of exam desks. So it really is a fully functioning school hall, but also it is a concert hall of, you know, arguably the best acoustic in the country.
Well, I mentioned earlier about going to Glyndebourne years and years ago, and I was absolutely enamoured by that place, and it is all very wood panelled. But Saffron Hall, I think, really takes the biscuit. It's gorgeous. The sound is amazing.
And I'm glad you think so.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, often when people come, often when we have reviewers in, what they say is that Saffron Hall has the most sublime acoustic for live music. And it really does. I mean, I'm still amazed. I'm lucky enough to have heard music in lots of the country's best venues. And actually coming here, you sit in any seat in Saffron Hall and you will have the best experience. It feels very intimate. You can hear everything. And also, importantly, people who come here to perform love it too, and people come back because they just love making music in that space.
Well, saying that, you pull in some great artists, don't you? I mean, to name a few, that I forgot the name of the wonderful artist, the violinist. I've forgotten her name.
Nicola Benedetti.
Yes, that's the one. She has been all over the place, and she's getting so much. Well, she's lots of publicity, and then to pull her in, I think that was last year, wasn't it?
We're lucky she comes every year.
Wow.
But she doesn't just come to perform on our concert platform. She also comes to work with young musicians and with teachers. It's a really big passion of hers, music education. And we've partnered her on a couple of occasions now where we get to bring young aspiring musicians alongside her, and they learn and we raise the awareness of good teaching, which is really important to us too.
So that's important to mention, because you also said to me earlier, this is a community Saffron Hall, it's arts charity,
right.
Isn't it, where you are reliant on donations from trusts, as you have to keep making sure that you're getting the, you know, in order for this to progress further, you've got to get
that's absolutely right.
To support both artists and the community.
Absolutely. So to give the listener an idea of how we work as an organisation, a charity, and also most other charities work like this, is that ticket sales can't cover at best a third of the costs of running a concert hall like ours. We sell about 30,000 tickets a season, and we sell most of our concerts out. It's a great popular venue, but we do need to look elsewhere for support. So we have a really good membership scheme, which brings in individuals who are very generous and support our work. And we have trusts and foundations and the Arts Council of England who also support us, and hopefully will continue to into the future, so that we continue to bring in the best artists, but also give the most enriching experiences for the community at large.
You also said, this is a new thing, This is about dance. Not only have we got concerts and music, but we now are going to see hopefully some dance as well.
Yeah, yeah. As well as it having the best acoustic, we are also very lucky that the stage is very wide and beautifully large. And when you look at it, you think, that would be perfect for dance. And actually, we had just over a week ago a Sadler's Wells touring show called Malonga, which was a tango show fused with some contemporary dance. So we got to test it out. And the response has been massive. It was, again, one of the best experiences, artistic experiences, because you're up close, you really do get a good live experience. Saffron Hall with dance as well. We also have opera. We have English touring opera that come to us every season in the autumn. So as we begin to go on, we're not even 3 years old really yet, but we are continuing to develop our programme so that there are more and more things that people can come to see.
The actual theatre itself, so when you walk in, I found it was a very easy entrance, and you walk in and you literally are very near next to the stage. So the box office and all the foyer is a lovely big area, actually, very, very contemporary as well. And then you walk into the auditorium and it feels really easy. It's a very accessible place. It's not one of those where you have to climb upstairs or get down this way or that way. It's through one door and then you walk up, isn't it, or several stairs. But it's very accessible, isn't it, for...
That was another thing that we really wanted to make sure it is an accessible arts venue, and we think a lot about that. So from the moment you drive through the gates, really, there are lots of car parking spaces. You will never not be able to park there, and it's free parking. We also run a minibus service from Audley End Station. So yes, people arrive and we have brilliant group of volunteer stewards who will welcome you into the space and make sure that you are well catered for and looked after.
And what about membership, Natalie? How could you get involved from a personal point of view, not from a corporate? I'm sure that will be something that we all deal with as well. But from, if you wanted to become like the flower shows and all the other things, how would you become a member?
To support us.
Yes.
So we have a membership programme. You can find out more about it on saffronhall.com. But you can join and become a Saffron Hall member from as little as £60 a year. And then the banding goes up. With the more that you pay, the more that you get. So we have priority booking periods. I mean, one of the things about Saffron Hall is things sell out. And people like Nicola Benedetti, who's become a very popular name in Saffron Hall, she sells out quick. People want to get in there and make sure that they get their seats. But also, on a wider sense of things, people want to support it. It was built for the people. Our learning and participation programme, which is our community programme, sits at the heart of what we do. It was why it was built. So I think it's something that people want to become part of and want to see move on into the future so that more and more people get to benefit from it.
Natalie, thank you. Just to say, saffronhall.com is the website to find some more information about it. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much, Natalie. And I do urge you to go along to it. It is, I think, as you said, it was one of the biggest events outside London, hasn't it? The biggest building to ever have been built, is that right?
It's definitely in recent history been the most interesting and extraordinary art space to have been built, and we're very lucky to have it in this region. So yeah, I'd urge everybody to get on the website. If you're a family and you're free on the 25th of June, there are still tickets for our family jam Sing. It's an interactive experience. You'll have a lot of fun, and there are more and more opportunities to come and do those things next season. The first half of the 17-18 season has just been launched, so get online and see what good things we've got to offer you.
Oh, thank you, Natalie Ellis, Learning and Participation Director at Saffron Hall.